While we're still going to continue to battle many of the fiscal challenges, there are still some long-term innovative projects that will meet the challenges for the next generation that I will continue to push. And one of those critical areas is in the area of economic development. Over the past term, the council and I, and my administration, and all the city employees have worked hard to successfully bring in over 500 new jobs to our great city. And that's just the jobs that we have in active hand in doing. It provides work for not only our local residents, but also bringing in people to enjoy many of the fine businesses that we have. But I'm committed to do more, and I know that each and every one of these individuals behind me do the same. And we are going to work with the governor and his economic development director to make sure there's a cohesive strategy. We're going to work in Cranston to make sure that the existing businesses are here, those that have been the backbone of our community, and that they're going to survive for generations to come. Garden City is a prime example. I'm excited about the business opportunities and the energy that the new management company, the Wilder Companies, have brought to this critical economic retail engine in our fine city. We're also going to continue to work with Taco Manufacturing. They've continued to commit to our great city with their workforce and their expansion plans. And we're going to continue to work with them as they grow. And many of you have probably heard about one of my initiatives to push forward a prime area for redevelopment, the Elmwood Avenue-Wellington Avenue corridor. And yes, this area is ripe for development. It's one of the few remaining manufacturing areas in the city. And we're going to work together with Warren, with the other communities, with this council, with Senator Whitehouse, and the governor to make sure that we obtain the resources to grow that location into a thriving manufacturing and commercial district.